And you are listening to the Texas Standard. If you're a caregiver to an adult family member, the responsibilities of that role are likely straining your personal finances. There's a new report from the American Association of Retired Persons. You may know them as AARP. And the report indicates that while you may feel alone, you're hardly alone. 78% of people caring for adult loved ones spend an average more than $7,000 a year in out-of-pocket expenses related to caregiving. The costs are even higher for young and Black and Brown caregivers. Armed with this data, AARP is urging Congress to pass a measure that would provide more financial support to caregivers. Amanda Fredrickson is Associate State Director of Advocacy and Outreach for AARP in Texas. Amanda, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Joy.
Can we start with some more of the findings?
Absolutely. You hit on some key points around younger caregivers and Black and Brown caregivers. The data is really striking. When we look at Gen X caregivers, they're spending the most out of pocket, but the Gen Z and millennial caregivers are actually facing a greater strain. And so that's one piece that we think is real important. Also, among the Hispanic Latino caregivers, they're spending almost half of their household income on caregiving expenses.
Wow.
And African Americans are spending almost a third.
The report talking about the caregivers, let's go a little deeper. You were saying that some of them are spending more, and I wonder if it's because they make less money. But you also talk about people caring for loved ones with Alzheimer's, with dementia, or with a mental health issue. What's happening with those families?
You know, what the report found is that if you're caring for someone with Alzheimer's or another dementia, or even folks with some other mental health illness, you tend to spend more out of pocket than any of the other groups that we looked at. For the folks that you mentioned earlier, you know, the different generational groups, the Gen X caregivers are actually spending more, but as a percentage of their income, it's less than what it is for the Gen Z and millennials. Probably partly because the Gen Z and millennials haven't been working as long, may not have the savings, and it may be more of a financial strain for them.
And perhaps they don't have the flexibility of a job that provides days off and that kind of thing as well, right? Other benefits.
Absolutely. Lots of different strains for our working caregivers who may not have that flexibility in the workforce to take the time off.
Do we know how the costs are playing directly in Texas?
You know, this is a national study, and so we don't have Texas-specific data, but we have every reason to believe that they play out exactly the same way. We have more than 3.4 million unpaid family caregivers in Texas doing, you know, what family caregivers do, helping with doctor's appointments and helping with paying bills and helping with managing medication and even providing complex medical tasks like wound care. So no reason to believe that even though this is national data, it'd be any different for Texas caregivers.
3.4 million Texans is a world of people. Can you talk a little bit about what's behind the expenses related to caregiving, as you were saying, describing some of them? For me, it's also airplane tickets, right?
Absolutely. For our caregivers that caregive over a distance, it's certainly travel expenses. But there are lots of different out-of-pocket expenses. The big chunk for folks seems to be related to housing, for things like helping with rent and mortgage payment, or even helping to pay for assisted living or home modifications. The other piece would be around medical expenses. It might be for prescription co-pays or for things that aren't covered by health insurance.
I see. Now, AARP, your organization, is urging Congress to create a tax credit for people caring for adult family members. What specifically do you want, and how likely is it that we will get something like that?
Well, AARP is supporting a bipartisan bill called the Credit for Caring Act, and it would create a tax credit of up to $5,000 for working family caregivers. And the idea is that this would offset some of these major expenses that these caregivers are facing. We're excited that this is bipartisan and it's been introduced in both chambers.
Amanda Fredrickson is Associate State Director of Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Texas. Amanda, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much.